Hachette Audio presents Music, A Subversive History, written by Ted Gioia, read by Jamie Rennell. For Tara, Michael, and Thomas. Music, to create harmony, must investigate discord. Plutarch. I accept chaos. I'm not sure whether it accepts me. Bob Dylan. Introduction.
I'll admit it, I cringe when I hear the term music history. The phrase summons up images of long-dead composers, smug men in wigs and waistcoats. I hear the refrain of a stately dance and waltz meter performed for some decrepit king and his court. People are dancing without touching, merely making stiff bows and curtsies in each other's direction. Even the musicians struggle to stifle their yawns. You may have similar notions about music history, but why? In all fairness, the institutions that preserve and propagate the inherited traditions of our musical culture don't intend to be boring, but they do crave respectability, and this zeal to present an image of stiff decorum imparts a palpable sense of tedium to almost everything they touch. Music is drained of its vitality, and at times even becomes a chore. Just as you go to the dentist to take care of your teeth, you show up dutifully at the symphony to burnish your cultural street cred. But look around you at your next visit to the concert hall and count how many people appear to be sleeping in their high-priced seats. This persuasive ennui is a symptom of a deeper problem with music history. Boredom in itself is no crime. Many subjects are inherently boring, and their exponents even pride themselves on their monotonous routines. I once took a class in cost accounting, and Shakespeare himself, brought back to life and given a CPA certificate, couldn't have made that textbook enjoyable. My statistics class was worse, situating itself more than two standard deviations outside the realm of the mildly interesting. Even in the arts and humanities, spheres of human endeavor whose very destiny is to delight and astonish, many academic journals will kill any submission in peer review if it fails to achieve a mandated level of obstinate dreariness. These fields cultivate boredom, the same way a farmer grows tobacco. Who cares if the crop is deadening, so long as it sells? No one expects otherwise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?